Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
On Monday, I got a crop update from Manoman County, Minnesota, and Blair Hoseth.
Blair, did you get your job done, or are you getting some rain right now?
You know, we actually had a small amount of drizzle, not really enough to get the sidewalk hardly wet, but we did can say we had some.
Well, I thought I'd take a few minutes on this Monday just to catch up with you, because I know you do a little bit of everything, and it's been a little while since I've talked to you. So how is the crop of 2021 looking for you? I'm sure you've faced the fair gamut like everybody else.
Yeah, it's been dry, just extremely dry. I've had a little bit of rain now and again. It's been 2 weeks since we've had a quarter inch, but we had it then.
How is the crops looking? I know you kind of do a little bit of everything. Corn, soybeans, I believe wheat, right? I believe, is that the three?
Yep. Yeah, we got some wheat, too. The wheat on the lighter ground is really pretty bad. The heavier ground, we're hoping a little better.
How is your corn looking?
You know, most of the corn is looking okay yet. It's just starting to tassel good. You know, we're really concerned about the dryness, though, and this tasseling stage and the heat coming this week.
Yeah, it definitely could use some moisture. Are you running into insect problems? I know more and more people are talking about the grasshoppers are popping up.
Yeah, we're actually just started second cutting this morning, and the grasshoppers are pretty bad out there. We don't have much of a crop, but it's starting to bloom again.
How are you sitting for your feed situation? Because I know you do have some cattle. How's the pasture land?
Well, there's some pastures that are pretty poor. We have quite a bit of pasture this year, quite a few acres, but not growing back very good.
No, I would imagine not. Are you going to end up buying, or do you think you'll get enough this year to be able to tide what you have through?
We'll have to bring in something. We're not sure what will be available yet, but buy products of some sort if we can.
Okay. How many cows do you have? Or
about 160 stock cows, and then we have a little feedlot and finish them.
Have you been weaning down at all because of just the lack of feed scare, or have you been able just to hold what you have?
No, I don't think we can afford to the price of cows.
No. even though most of the auctions, from what I understand, have been pretty full. Where do you bring yours to sell if you sell?
Well, I don't sell bred cows usually, but I sell my kill cows usually in Fergus Falls.
Of course, one of the other things that you're tied in with, again, we're talking with Blair Hoseth, who is also actually a board member for the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Got about a minute left. Anything coming up on the horizon for the corn growers?
I just got back from our national convention in Louisiana on Friday and had a good turnout for that. I got the resolutions done and still, you know, pushing the renewable fuel standards to make sure we can get enough ethanol burnt.
More farmers, ranchers, and agribusiness operators are utilizing both web-based platforms and social media as a means to communicate to consumers where their food and farm products come from. Rod Bain from the USDA has more.
Various internet platforms like blogs and websites and social media tools have become an important part of agriculture telling its story to the general public. Yet Hannah Thompson-Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance says one challenge for producers using digital communication is crossing and connecting platforms to reach all consumers.
I think us in agriculture, we have all these great blogs and white papers and research papers, but they're tucked away on our website. They're not really out there on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook, where people might be naturally looking for and getting information served to them.
Likewise, web-based videos and live streams as an education tool for the public have increased in number. Sarah Macedo of Crop Life America says humor mixed with message in their YouTube video series is getting views both from ag and non-ag types.
We've had a lot of folks who have been a bit adversarial in the past actually say, hey, we don't necessarily agree, but these are actually funny and get the point across.
This is Inside Agriculture.